It's a privilege again to be here and sharing the word of God with you today. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Father God, we do thank you so much for bringing us here together to worship as a community, to encourage one another, to love one another. Lord, this is your body. We pray that as the words come from the sermon today, that we be receptive to the words. And I pray that your words will pierce hearts. That we will be able to understand fully what you mean. And how we can care for one another. So Lord, we thank you for this time.
天父, 我们感谢你为这样的一个时间,
May it glorify you.
让我们一起来荣耀你的名,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. When I left for college, one of the most considerate things my church did for me was that they helped paid for my tuition.
我去读, 大专的时候, 我们的教会, 当时的教会对我非常顾念我的一件事, 就是帮我付了我的学费。
My youth pastor at the time had vouched for me to the church.
我的那时候的青年牧者, 替我向教会争取。
And afterwards, part of my tuition was paid by my home church with no strings attached, with no questions asked.
所以后来我的学费部分是当时的教会付的, 没有任何条件, 也没有要求任何的, 没有问任何的问题。
And through that, they had helped me occasionally through my 4 years of college.
也是这样的一个方式, 他们在我四年的大专的, 日子里也帮我一些其他的事。
It was one of the few things I will always remember through their act of consideration.
我其实记得的, 就是特别记得他们曾经对我这么样的顾念。
For me, it was a heartfelt gesture of theirs that they would want to invest in my future, and I felt so blessed by that.
我也非常的感动, 他们愿意投资在我的未来。 并且我真是觉得非常的得到祝福。
Perhaps that's how some of us feel here at CCIC Cupertino.
也许我们中间大家也有对CCIC, 对我们基督会堂有同样的感受。
That this church considers you.
我们这个教会顾念你。
But what does it mean to consider someone?
到底顾念你是什么意思呢?
What does that entail? What does it imply?
它到底包括了一些什么事? 它到底又表达了什么呢?
So with that, let's read from Hebrews chapter 10, starting with verse 23.
我们就一起来读圣经, 请打开希伯来书第十章, 我们从第22节开始。
And this is what the word of the Lord says.
这就是神所说的话。
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
第23节说, 也要坚守我们所承认的指望, 不致摇动, 因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
24节说, 又要彼此相顾, 激发爱心, 勉励行善。
Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
你们不可停止聚会, 好像那些停止惯的人, 倒要彼此劝勉, 既知道原文所看见, 那日子临近, 就更当如此。
The theme of this message is to consider.
这段经文的主题是要顾念。
The focus and application hinge upon this one word, consider.
所有的这经文的意义跟它的应用都 集中在这个字, 就是顾念。
But before we get into that, let's dissect this passage a bit.
但是我们要真正的了解之前, 我们先把它分解一下。
Hebrew is a book that is deep in theology.
希伯来书是在神学上非常有深度的一本书。
It is about the supremacy of God, that he is greater than everything we have.
它是关于神的超越性, 它超越了今天我们所有的一切。
And everything we have in this world is nothing but only a shadow of what a shadow of things to come.
我们今天所有的一切都不过只是未来要发生的事情的影儿。
Jesus is the greater sacrifice.
耶稣基督是一个更美的献祭。
Jesus is greater than Moses.
他超过了摩西。
Jesus is the greater high priest.
他是个更大的祭司。
Jesus gives the greater Sabbath rest.
耶稣基督也给了我们更好的安息。
Jesus offers a greater covenant and a greater tabernacle.
他赐给我们一个更新的约，也给我们一个更大、更全备的帐幕。
And because of God's greatness,
也因为神的这样的伟大，
through His blood,
经由他所流的宝血，
we come here to chapter 10.
我们就来到了第十章。
And here we see His duty as a high priest.
我们这里看到，因为他是大祭司的职分。
And because of that, we, all of the believers, are able to enter the most holy place.
也因为他所给我们赐给我们的，让我们可以进入这个至圣所。
That we can draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance.
我们可以凭着诚心以及充足的信心来到神的面前与他亲近。
Not half assurance or in doubt.
没有任何的疑惑。
But in full assurance of faith.
但是以充足的信心。
Because of what He has done,
就是因为他为我们所成就的。
Because of that, we can continue to persevere in holding on.
就是因为这样子他所做的，我们可以坚信我们所承认的信心，承认的指望。
Without swerving to the left or to the right,
不至于左右摇摆。
To this hope, to this very hope we profess.
就是直接承认我们的指望。
Why?
为什么？
Simply because He who promised us is faithful.
就是因为那给我们指望的，他是信实的。
He has demonstrated Himself faithful in the past.
他已经证明了他的信实，他在过去的日子里面。
Therefore, He is faithful in the present and will be faithful in the future.
所以他不但今天是信实的，他将来也是信实的。
So hold on to that faith.
所以我们要抓住这样的信心。
Continue to profess that hope.
继续的来承认我们的指望。
Now don't profess it in doubt.
但是不要有任何的怀疑。
Don't shy away from sharing it.
也不要再怕在人前分享。
Keep it up and persevere.
继续前行，就是要坚守这样的信心。
That is what the author is saying here.
这就是希伯来书作者所要讲的话。
Which leads us to our passage today.
然后我们就可以看到今天的经文在第十章。
In Greek, whenever there is an or the word kai,
在希腊文里面，当我们看到这个又这个字，希腊文叫 kai.
Whenever it starts off a sentence, it is very important.
每次有这样的字开始的一句话就很重要。
It stresses and supports the concept of the previous sentence.
它是为了强调也支持前面所说的一个观念。
Knowing that we need to hold on and to profess our faith isn't enough.
知道我们坚守我们所承认的指望还不够。
Because we need to make sure that we are all doing it together.
我们必须要知道我们是在一起来承认这样的一个信心跟指望。
Christianity isn't an individual thing.
基督的信仰不是一个个人的事。
Christianity isn't just about one person.
基督信仰也不是只有关于你一个人的事。
And believing that one person can accomplish whatever it is with his faith alone.
如果我们认为一个人可以因为这样的信心成就任何的事情，
that he himself somehow can attain salvation and holiness on his own.
如果这样一位单独的基督徒可以自己达成这样的得救的功夫，
that all that person really needs is himself or herself and nobody else.
如果一位单独的基督徒，他认为他自己可以成就一切，不需要其他的人。
No, Christianity is about relationships.
那是不对的，基督徒是需要有关系。
And building each other up.
要互相支持。
Helping each other out.
互相协助。
Keeping each other accountable.
而且要互相彼此的要求。
And sometimes it requires us to confront and speak the truth even when it hurts.
这有时候要求我们要面对问题，并且要对对方说诚实话。
And that is how we can begin to consider one another.
这样才是我们开始所谓的顾念别人，彼此相顾。
Now, as I look up the word consider on dictionary.com,
当我在网站上的字典的网站查到这个字叫做顾念。
Consider means to think carefully about.
这个字就是你仔细的思考
，to regard，
表达你的敬意
，to reflect，
反想反思
，to bear in mind，
记在心里面。
No, but I believe in the Greek word, the meaning is a bit deeper.
但是在原文希腊文里面，这个字其实更有深度的。
The Greek comes from the root word kataneo.
这个希腊文来自一个字根叫做 katneo。
And it basically means,
它基本上的意思是说
to understand,
去了解
to discern,
去做识别跟判断
and to make account of,
并且要有要求。
Now, before we put these words into this verse,
我们把这个几个字放回到这个经文里之前
there is another word we should know about also.
我们还要知道另外一个字
It's the word parousuno.
这是一个希腊文叫 parousuno,
which translates to sharpen.
这个就行指到说要把我们彼此磨得锐利
to stir up,
要搅动
to stimulate,
要激动
to provoke,
要挑动。
In other words, in order to sharpen one another and to build each other up, we need to consider.
就是为了如果我们要彼此磨练自己，我们要彼此的相爱，彼此的建立。
Now let's plug each of those new words into this phrase in verse 24.
我们因为这样就是我们的彼此的顾念。我们现在把这几个字放回到第二十四节来看。
Let us understand how we may sharpen, stir, provoke one another on.
让我们彼此的了解，所以我们可以彼此的激发爱心，勉励行善，如何的互相磨练，搅动、挑动、激动。
Here's the thing. Considering means to understand one another.
顾念别人是要去了解别人。
That means we are to understand their points of view.
我们必须了解别人的观点。
We try to hear their thoughts.
我们去了解他的思想。
We interact with them.
我们跟他们有互动。
And we need to talk to them in order to build them up.
我们要跟他们互相谈话才能够建立他们。
Before we can build them up.
在我们能够建立他们之前。
I want us to notice that all believers are to consider this.
我建议所有的信徒都要考虑这个。
All believers are to understand.
所有的信徒我们都要去了解别人
or at least try to understand each other
或者至少你要想办法去了解别人
if we are one body then we are to make that attempt to understand
如果我们都是一个肢体我们应该要花一些力气来了解别人
now understanding means a lot
这个了解其实是有很丰富的意义
it means we need to put aside our differences
我们要把我们之间的不同放在一边
our views
我们的观点
Sometimes our cultures and traditions
我们的文化我们的传统
Our status quo
都是我们自以为已经是成型的
Our pride
我们的骄傲
Degree
我们的学位
Sometimes our intellect
甚至我们的智商或者是知识
And age
我们的年龄
And then we make a valid effortinto getting to know one another.
我们要花一些真实的努力来彼此的了解。
A valid effort.
一个非常真实的一个努力。
And when we understand each other, then we can help them grow.
当我们彼此了解，我们才能够帮对方来成长。
Then we can stir them on.
然后我们才可以激动他们。
Then we can sharpen them.
然后我们才可以将他们磨练成更锐利。
And we also will be sharpened.
而且我们自己也被磨练。
Now, first impressions aren't always accurate.
通常你的第一印象不见得是真的。
In the past, prejudices prevented me from getting to know someone better.
常常你的偏见常常让你不能够去多了解别人。
Oh, that person is just too arrogant.
那个人就是太无理了。
Oh, she's too snobby.
她是太骄傲，太傲慢。
Oh, that person isn't even Chinese.
哦，那个人他还不是中国人呢。
Oh, goodness, no, that person has a tattoo.
哦天啊那个人居然有刺青在身上
or piercings
或者他有穿耳洞
or that person smokes
或者那个人是抽烟的
and automatically I would shun that believer
自动的我就把那个人排除在外
the Bible teaches us to understand each other
圣经告诉我们要了解彼此了解
and that means we should make an effort to do so
所以我们要花一点力气来了解
There were times that I did get to know some of these people I've shunned or pushed aside.
我曾经把一些人也排除在外。
And some of them became my best friends.
但是中间有些人现在变成我最好的朋友。
And I was able to share with them, and they were able to share with me, and we grew together.
我们彼此有分享，我们一起有成长。
Now I'm sure I'm not the only one here who can only testify to that.
我想我大概不是我们中间唯一曾经这样做。
Many of us here have probably done that because we don't really try to understand another believer.
我们也曾经这样子把人排除，没有去了解他们。
But when we do,
但是我们如果愿意的话,
we realize that that's how we grow together as the body of Christ.
这样我们就会知道其实这才是我们一起在主里面成长。
We are able to share our thoughts,
我们可以彼此分享我们的思考、思想,
our views,
我们的观点,
our feelings,
我们的感情,
our strengths and weaknesses,
我们的优点、我们的缺点,
our resources,
我们的资源,
and our lives,
还有我们的生命,
when we are able to understand one another.
如果我们可以彼此多有了解,
and it is through that understanding we can help each other grow.
我们这样的彼此了解，我们就可以互相来一起成长。
Now Lost，
电视影集叫《失落》。
One of the greatest shows of all times。
这是大概有史以来最好的影集之一。
It's a lot about character development。
它讲到很多关于个人的品格的培养。
When this plane crashed on this island，
当一个飞机它在一个岛上面坠落。
It's really hard for all the main characters to just suddenly trust each other。
对这个飞机上当时在岛上的这些主要的主角们很难彼此有信任。
One of the major themes is about community.
其中的一个主题就是讲到一个社群。
They had a model on how to live on this island.
他们有一个座右铭在就是怎么样在岛上求生存。
To live together or die alone.
我们一起活下去或者你就单独的了断。
Live together or die alone. It was their mantra.
一起活下去或者你自己单独了断这是他们的一个座右铭也是他们的一个箴言
They were a band of castaway and they needed to rely on each other to survive
他们是一群被遗忘的人他们必须要互相依靠才能够生活下去
But not everyone agrees
但是不是每个人都愿意这样子做
And one particular person stands out for me
其中有一个人对我让我特别有印象
His name is Sawyer
他的名字叫做 Sawyer
He was probably one of the most rebellious person on this island.
他是这个岛上里面最叛逆的一个人。
And he likes to butt heads with the castaway leader, Jack.
他常常跟他们的这个领袖这个 Jack 对抗。
He wouldn't listen to him, even if it was for the sake of the community.
他甚至为了这个群体的好处他也不愿意听这一位领导者的话。
But by the end of the series,
但是到这个电视影集的最后
you know, through their development,
经由他们之间彼此的发展他们的关系
they came to an understanding of each other and they had respect for each other
他们就变成彼此更加了解而且他们彼此互相尊敬
and the beauty of it
这个的好处
was that when they began to understand one another
当他们彼此在一起的时候了解了彼此了解以后
they were able to work together
他们就可以彼此来
They were able to support each other.
他们也互相的支持。
And they were able to help each other grow.
他们也可以帮助彼此来成长。
Now in the same way,
同样的,
when we don't understand each other,
如果我们彼此不了解,
it's hard for either side to want to listen to each other, even if the intentions are good.
如果彼此不了解, 另外一方就没有办法去知道你的真正的好意。
In order for both sides to grow,
为了让双方都能够成长
，A relationship has to be formed.
我们的关系是第一要先成型。
It needs to be formed.
我必须要先建立关系。
And then understanding can begin.
然后我们才可以彼此的了解。
And when that happens, then growth can happen.
只有这样的情况，我们的成长才会发生。
Let us discern how we may sharpen, stir, provoke one another on.
接下来让我们来把这个分辨跟识别这个字放在第二十四节说我们怎么样来彼此有分辨所以我们可以彼此来磨练来搅动来激动来挑动来成长
Discerning requires us to determine what is good for someone else
这个分辨就是让我们可以决定什么是对对方有好处的事情
It needs us to think
它需要我们来思想
Evaluate
来评估
Reflect,
来反思
and even pray before doing something.
甚至要好好的祷告，在这个做这件事之前。
When we consider others, we need to be able to discern.
我们在顾念别人的时候，我们也要有分辨的能力。
We need to be wise in how we spur one another on.
我们要有聪明智慧，怎么样来激励对方。
When I think about this aspect of considering, I think of wisdom.
我想到这一个顾念别人的角度的时候，我就想起了智慧。
When we understand each other,
我们如果彼此了解，
we should know how to use our intellect, our wisdom and knowledge to help them grow.
我们应该可以用我们的理性，然后我们可以来帮助对方来成长。
And this requires a lot of us.
这个对我们要求蛮高的。
We need to be able to know that person well enough to speak truth into their lives.
我们要对对方有很多的了解，很深的了解，我们才能够使用这一方面的分辨。
Considering someone isn't just telling them to do such things as read the Bible and expect them to grow.
我们顾念别人的时候，不是只是告诉他说去好好的读圣经，你就会成长。
Considering when it's about discerning needs to know where their strengths and their weaknesses are.
这个顾念的角度要分辨，就是要你要知道对方的优点、缺点等等。
And helping them utilize their strengths.
来帮助他们使用他们的优点。
And confronting their weaknesses.
而且要对方对对方的缺点要面对。
Let me share what I mean by that.
让我用一个例子来解释。
In our youth group, a lot of the kids.
在我们的青少年聚会里面，有许多的小孩。
Now, believe it or not, they are very, very good at leading.
你可能不太相信，他们都很有领导能力。
Especially the high schoolers.
特别是这些高中生。
They are gifted by the educational institutions around here.
他们得到了很多的好处，因为他们在学校里，还有在社区里面的一些机构所教导的。
They are very, very capable.
他们其实非常能干。
And I will use my discernment to see where they can best utilize their strengths of theirs.
所以我需要用一个分辨的能力来看看什么是对他们最好的。
And I would ask them to be on leadership team.
我会叫他们来成为我们一个领袖的团体。
In order to help them cultivate that skill.
可以培养他们这样的一个领导的才能。
And have them put into practice.
让他们把这样的才能放在真正的使用里面。
So that they can grow on that leadership skill.
所以他们可以继续的在领袖的才能上面成长。
For the glory of God and for their spiritual maturity.
为的是荣耀神，也为了他们自己属灵上的成熟。
Now I've done this for many years.
我已经这样做好多年了。
And these kids are great at what they do.
这些孩子们，他们在这方面真是做得非常好。
And I see them as potential leaders for the next generation.
我看到他们就像是他们是下一代的一些青年的领袖。
Our job as adults and leaders of the church.
我们作为成人，作为父母，还有我们作为教会的领袖们，
is to prepare，
我们是要去准备预备他们，
and train the next generation to take charge of their faith，
要训练他们，要使他们成长，让他们对他们的信心能够有掌握。
If not us，
如果不是我们去做这些事，
if not us，
如果不是我们，
then who will，
谁可以做呢？
I've been serving at CCIC for about 5 years now.
我已经在基督徒会堂在 Cupertino 五年了。
And as I look back in the past,
我看看过去的事情。
I had many misunderstandings as I've shared.
我也有许多的对教会的误解。
One of them is what to do when one of the small group leaders, student leaders, decides to step down.
其中有一件事就是，如果有一个小组的领导的负责小组长要离开。
A few years ago，
几年以前
，we had a girl，
我们有一位姐妹
，who wasn't really committed to the team，
她对一个小组并不是非常的摆上她的承诺
，and she rarely showed up，
她很少出现。
In some cases， she believes that she's more matured。
他有时候他觉得他比任何人都成熟。
Than she was and was better than the program and the church itself.
他所想的他自己比他真正的更成熟，他对我们的青少年的聚会，还有甚至我们的教会，他觉得不如他成熟。
She was bouncing back between two churches.
他在两个教会之间来来去去。
And said one of the only reasons why she was here at CCIC Cupertino.
他来到我们教会的原因
was that because we needed her.
是他觉得我们需要他。
Now after talking to some people,
经过我跟一些人的交通
for advice,
希望得到他们的咨询
through pastors,
跟牧师
with my staff,
跟我的同工
with Elder LT,
跟林长老
and after many prayers and much reflection,
经过许多许多的反想、思考跟祷告，
I've discerned to ask her to step down.
我就用我这样一个属灵的分辨的能力去要求她离开。
Now I didn't want her to commit to something she felt obligated to.
我真的不需要她去委身于她并不是这么觉得有需要的事。
And to prevent her from using her full potential elsewhere.
因为那样子他反而是我们反而让他不能够在别的地方发挥他的全能。
And at the same time, I have to consider the growth and the spiritual well-being of our kids.
而且同时我也考虑到我们自己教会孩子们他们的属灵上的需要跟成长。
But I believe,
但是我相信
or I had to believe,
实际上我必须要相信
that it was best for both parties.
那个其实是对双方都最好的事情。
For her in stepping down.
让他离开我们。
And anytime something like that happens,
任何的时候有这样的一件事发生，
it causes a bit of a stir from both parents and kids.
当然是一定会造成父母跟孩子中间的不安。
And it's never easy.
当然也不是很容易的事。
I personally had a hard time.
我个人就有一个非常痛苦的经历。
And that's where all these white hairs come from.
那就是我为什么有这么多白头发。
But being able to discern means you have to be able.
能够去服侍就是你要能够
to let go of some people even when it hurts.
就是要让某些人能够离开你，甚至这个可能会伤人。
And when it hurts the well-being of your other brothers and sisters.
但是你想到这个也许会伤到你其他弟兄姐妹的好处。
Being able to discern
有那个能力来分辨
means you have to be able to speak the truth even when it does hurt.
就是你一定要在就算会使人受伤你也要讲真实话。
Sometimes I might be to ostracize someone for the sake of the ministry.
有时候我们就必须要割舍一些就是为了我们自己一个信徒团体的好处。
But ultimately,
但是另外呢
the question is, do you use discernment?
最终呢，是不是你真的是使用这样的一个分辨的能力
？As you consider a particular person，
当你在顾念某一个人的时候呢
？And or for the sake of a collective group for the community，
还是说你是在顾念一个群体的好处
？Sometimes we make judgment calls on a particular person to help that person grow。
有时候我们要做一些判断来对一个某一个人帮他们来成长。
Sometimes we will use discernment to ask someone to step down or to leave in order to help the community grow.
有时候我需要运用一些属灵分辨能力来要求某个人离开，所以我们的群体能够继续的成长。
Whatever it is, do you have what it takes to be considerate of your brothers and sisters in Christ?
不论是怎么样，你有没有这样的一个分辨的能力，你能够去顾念你的弟兄姐妹。
Even if it means you might turn out to be the bad guy.
甚至你可能就变成一个坏人，被人当作坏人。
Let us make account of how we may sharpen, stir, provoke one another on.
所以第三个解释就是把第二十四节说，让我们彼此的要求，因此我们可以彼此的磨练，彼此的激动、挑动、激励、挑动。
Finally, the third translation states that we should make account of each other.
所以最后这样一个字的解释就是说，我们要彼此的要求。
And that means to be accountable to one another.
其实这也意思说我们彼此负责。
When we are comfortable with each other,
当我们彼此够熟悉的话
sharing our thoughts, our feelings, our strengths and weaknesses,
我们彼此能够分享我们的思想、我们的优点、缺点、我们的挣扎
our struggles and our temptations,
我们对试探的挣扎
When we're able to share that, then we are able to uphold each other.
如果我们可以分享到这样程度的话，我们就可以彼此建立。
In that way, we help them keep themselves in check.
这样的话，我们就可以帮助别人，让他能够走在一个正确的路上。
Now, for the past few months, I've been going to the gym.
过去几个月，我曾经一直都去运动，在参加一个在一个 gym.
I used to go to the gym a lot, but I stopped.
我曾经常常去运动，但是我停了。
I was either too lazy or wasn't as disciplined as I thought I was.
我这个当时可能已经很懒惰了，但也不晓得什么原因，也不够有纪律。
But the past four months, I found a partner to go with.
但是过去几个月，我找到了一个伙伴一起去健身房。
And Josh Poo started coming regular with me.
朴圣之弟兄就开始跟我一起去。
And I realized later that when I'm too lazy to go,
但是如果就是 几次以后我发现我如果太懒惰不想去，
Josh would urge me to go.
普弟兄就会要求我去。
When I know that I'm being held accountable to someone else,
当我知道我被他要求要负责任，
I make a bigger effort to go to the gym.
我就花一个更大的努力去继续的去这个健身房。
And while I'm at the gym,
当我在这个健身房里的时候，
and we're working out on chest, we're benching,
我在想办法要训练我的胸肌，我就躺在那个板凳上。
I know I can always push my limits.
我知道我永远可以用我最大的这个力量。
Knowing that there's someone there to watch me.
因为我知道有人在旁边会守望着我。
Because I know if I can't lift something, I know Josh will help me.
因为我知道我如果有些重量举不起来，我知道这个普弟兄会来帮我。
He watches me first.
他先看着我。
But when I struggle, he rushes out to help me.
当我在挣扎举不起来，他就跑过来帮我。
He knows me well enough.
他已经对我有很深的了解。
So he knows how much I can lift.
他知道我能举多大的重量。
And how many reps I can do.
我能举几次。
So he lets me do them.
他让我继续的做。
And he pushes me sometimes to do even more.
他有时候也逼我去做更重的，举更重的。
Knowing that I can handle it.
他知道我一定能够举起来。
But when I can't,
但是我如果真的举不起来，
that's when he would come in. This is when he jumps in and lends a hand.
他马上就会跳进来帮助我。
He's watching over me.
他守望着我。
He's got my back.
他真是避免我会发生不测。
That's what accountability is about.
这个就是彼此要求，彼此负责。
When we can support each other and uphold each other,
我们如果彼此的能够支持，彼此能够互相建立。
We keep each other accountable when we struggle.
我们就彼此要求，就是我们在有挣扎的时候，我们彼此要求。
We step in and intervene and make sure that that person doesn't fall.
我们就会介入，我们去帮助，来确认这样的我们的弟兄姐妹不会摔倒。
And when that person is too weak to resist temptation,
如果有弟兄姐妹已经很软弱，没有办法面对试探的时候，
we lend a hand in helping them.
我们就去帮助他。
We watch out for each other.
我们彼此守望。
We keep tabs in a way for each other.
我们互相监督对方该做的事。
When one of us falls away from Christ or small group or church,
当有人如果是暂时的离开了教会，离开了小组，离开了团契，
what do we do?
我们会怎么样做呢？
We call them.
我们就打电话给他。
You know, just like Josh would call me whenever I get too lazy so that he can keep me accountable and going to the gym.
就像这个普弟兄，他会打电话给我，要我还是继续的去健身房，要我负责任。
We should keep each other accountable into going to church functions.
我们应该来彼此的要求，一起来参加教会的聚会活动。
Such as retreats.
比如说去退休会。
Our small groups.
小组的聚会。
Bible studies.
查经。
Friday night fellowships.
团契的礼拜五团契聚会。
Sunday worship.
或礼拜天早上的敬拜，
and even prayer meetings,
甚至祷告会。
Because it is these functions and meetings that we can consider each other.
也是因为在这样的聚会里面，我们可以彼此的相顾。
It is during these meetings and functions that we can share with each other and help each other grow.
也是在这些聚会里面，我们就可以彼此的分享，能够彼此的成长。
Holding each other accountable connects to verse 25.
其实彼此的要求就跟第二十五节连接起来。
But before I get there, let's finish up with verse 24.
但是我们进入二十五节之前，让我们把二十四节做个结束。
Being considerate to those around us means to understand.
要去顾念别人，就是要去了解他。
To discern.
要去分辨。
And to make account.
要要求。
Now, but to what end?
但是为了什么目的呢？
Is it for our own purposes?
是为了我们自己的好处吗？
No, it is to sharpen, to stir, to provoke, to challenge, and spur each other on.
我们去要求去激动，去鼓动，去挑动，去激励。
Provoke somewhat conveys a negative connotation to the word.
好像这个挑动这些字眼好像是蛮负面的。
But what it means, as it was explained to me in college.
但是它到底什么意思呢？就像我在大专的时候。
That it's like how the cowboys, you know, the cowboys wear these boots.
我听到这样的人家的说法，就是这些牛子。
And at the very end, they had these little metal sharp pieces. They're called spurs, by the way.
他们的马靴上面都有一个马刺。
And what it does is that when the cowboys are riding their horse,
当这些牛子在骑他们的马的时候
the riders would dig their spurs into the horse,
他们会把这个马刺呢就刺到马的身上
to make it go faster,
让这个马跑得更快
to provoke it to run,
他是挑动它去让它跑得更快
and reach their goal and destination quicker,
然后可以更快地到达目标。
Now in the same way, we are commanded and challenged by the author of Hebrews.
我们也被这个希伯来书作者来要求来命令我们
to do the same with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
对我们的弟兄姐妹，我们也做这样的事。
That we are to stir.
我们必须要去挑动。
To sharpen.
来把对方磨得更锐利。
To challenge.
来挑战。
To provoke.
来挑动。
And spur each other on.
来激励彼此。
But to what?
但是为什么?
To what end?
到什么样的终点呢?
To what goal?
达到什么样的目的呢?
Is it so that person can be famous?
这样的话可以让对方变成成名吗?
Perhaps to be rich?
可能他就变成有钱了。
Or be smart and successful?
或者他变得更聪明，他就更成功了。
No, it is toward the love and good deeds.
但是是要为了要激励爱心，鼓励行善。
Simply, it means that we are to consider.
所以简单说，就是我们要顾念别人。
Or how to be considered when we're able to spur each other on toward love and good deeds.
就是怎么样子能够激励，能够顾念别人，让我们可以激励爱心，可以鼓励行善。
Basically, toward a life of how Christ loves and how He does good deeds for everyone.
基本上就是像耶稣基督一样，他怎么样的爱，怎么样的行善。
Now some parents here,
有些父母们在这里
they spur their kids,
他们也常常激励他们的孩子。
Who, by the way, is also our brothers and sisters in Christ, because age does not matter.
这些孩子们也是我们自己的弟兄姐妹，其实年龄并不重要。
Towards something different than the life of Christ through love and good deeds.
但是父母们的对孩子的激励常常是一个跟耶稣基督的要求不太一样。
Some parents stress that education, grades, colleges, successful futures are the thing that are more important.
父母们就跟孩子激励说教育啊、成绩啊、大学啊、未来的成就呢，比教会的群体还重要。
Than the community of the church.
比教会的信徒的团契还重要。
And the fellowship amongst believers.
或者是在信徒中间的团契。
Thus neglecting how to be considerate of those inside it.
但是这是其实没有顾念到这个团契里其他的弟兄姐妹。
Now I'm not saying education and colleges are not important.
我并不是说这个教育啊，或者是大学教育啊是不重要。
But I firmly believe.
但是我非常坚定的相信。
That every kid.
在每一个孩子。
Should be raised in a church where they can freely consider.
他应该在一个教会里，他可以自由地顾念别人
，and freely foster their relationships，
而且很自由地能够继续培养他的关系
，with each other of their brothers and sisters in Christ，
就是与弟兄姐妹们的关系
，so they can spur each other on to the love and good deeds shown by Jesus Christ our Lord，
所以他们可以彼此的激励爱心，然后鼓励行善
，and if not，
如果不是的话
，how are we different from the secular parents？
那我们跟其他的世俗的父母有什么不同呢?
And how they raise their kids.
就跟他们养孩子有什么不同呢?
In verse 25, it says, Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing.
我们进到第25节,他说,你们不可停止聚会,好像那些停止惯了的人。
This passage, this verse saddens me, because I know some kids in our youth group have already given up.
这一节圣经让我有些伤心，因为我知道有些孩子们在我们的青少年聚会已经离开了。
Even though that some of our youth group would personally reach out to them and ask them to come back.
甚至我们有些年轻的弟兄姐妹会打电话邀请他们回来。
They still won't because they feel like they don't have a place where they can belong.
他们仍然不愿意回来，因为他觉得他不属于这里。
Or that they have no friends.
或者他们在这里没有朋友。
Or that parents tell them to force.Them or have them more focused on school and education.
或者他们的父母要求他们专心的在学校的功课上面。
Or somehow their school load is just swamped up with a bunch of homework and projects.
或者他们学校的工作要求已经很多了，又是有专案的计划等等。
With a bunch of other miscellaneous things as SAT classes and Chinese school.
还有其他很多的活动，像中文学校，像是 SAT 的训练补习。
That they cannot meet.
他们就没有办法来参加聚会。
And that they cannot fellowship with their brothers and sisters.
他们不能来一起的团契。
And that saddens me.
那使我其实觉得蛮伤心。
Now I don't know how it is for the adults here.
我不晓得我们中间的大人们觉得怎么样。
But take a look around the room and see who's missing.
你如果向周围看看，你也许知道谁今天没来。
Do you consider them?
你会不会顾念他们呢？
Meaning, do you know them and understand those who are missing?
你是不是了解他们？你也知道他们。
Do you know why they stopped coming?
你知道他们为什么不来了吗？
Or why they are not here today?
为什么只是今天没有来呢？
Have you discerned?
你有没有一些分辨的能力？
Do you make an attempt to keep them accountable?
你是不是会想要去要求他们呢？
Every member of this church is part of our family.
我们中间的每一份子都是这个教会的整个大家庭之中的一份。
And community.
而且是我们整个这个信徒团体的一份。
And body of Christ.
而且是我们基督的身体的一部分。
So how can we make sure that they don't give up meeting together?
所以我们怎么能够确定他们不会放弃来聚会呢？
And for those who have already given up,
有些人可能已经都不来了。
How can we invite them back?
我们怎么去邀请他们回来呢？
You know, as the text says, how can we continue to encourage one another?
就像这个经节说，我们怎么样继续的彼此的激励、爱心、彼此相顾。
I had some parents encouraging their kids to get more involved in youth group.
我也遇见过一些父母鼓励他们的孩子在青少年的聚会里面多一点的侍奉。
By joining up with the audiovisual team.
要他们来参加我们的影音侍奉。
Or the worship team.
或者我们的敬拜侍奉。
Or the welcome team.
或者是其他的侍奉。
Or the cell team.
或者是我们的小组。
The more involved they are, the more likely they'll feel like this place is home.
他们越多的参与，他们就越会觉得这是他们的家。
And when they feel that, they can grow.
他们就觉得他们在这里可以成长。
I particularly had a parent.
我特别记得有一对父母。
Who came up to me.
他特别来到我那里。
And asked me personally to get their kid, their child involved.
特别的要求我替他们的孩子安排在侍奉里面。
I know these parents consider their child.
我知道这些父母们其实就是在顾念他们的孩子。
And encourage him to keep coming by encouraging him to get involved.
所以不但是继续的要求他的孩子来，也激励他们来参加侍奉。
But do we do that with each other here?
但是我们大人们中间是不是也这样子做呢？
Do we consider each other?
我们是不是彼此相顾呢？
Do we spur each other on toward love and good deeds?
我们是不是彼此激励爱心，鼓励行善呢？
Do we make sure that people are not giving up in meeting together?
我们是不是确定有些人不会放弃聚会呢？
And do we encourage each other to come and be part of this family?
我们是不是鼓励大家都成为这个家庭的一份子呢？
I will end with this quick story.
我就以一个最后有一个故事来结束。
You know, just as I've shared at the very beginning of the sermon about my old church considering me by supporting me through college.
就像我一开始分享我从前的教会，他们顾念我，他们就帮我付了大学的学费。
I want to say I love CCIC Cupertino.
我要告诉大家，我真的是非常爱我们的教会。
I love the people I work with.
我也很爱我的同工们。
I love the parents who have helped and supported the youth group.
我也有一些父母，我真的是很爱他们，他帮助我们。
I love the youth.
我实在爱我们的青少年。
And I love the elders.
我也实在很爱我们的长老们。
It is through all your considerations that I am here today.
也是经过了你们所有人对我的顾念，我可以在这里站在这里。
I have been encouraged.
我已经被激励，被鼓励。
I have been challenged.
我也被挑战过。
I have been kept accountable.
我也被要求过。
And I truly have been blessed.
我真的是在这里得到很多的祝福。
With all the gifts and the lessons you have taught me.
因为你们教我，也给我很多的恩典跟功课。
And I believe if I can feel this way about this church.
我想我如果能够对这个教会有这样的感受。
I'm sure everyone here can also.
我相信每一位在座的都可以。
If I receive this blessing and all these considerations,
我如果得到这么多的祝福跟顾念,
I'm sure that those who have given up and have already left can and will if we all try.
我相信这些已经放弃了离开我们的人，他们也会有同样的感受，就是我们要去试着对他们顾念。
So I want to challenge us.
所以我希望来挑战我们自己。
to go out there and make a difference for this church, because I believe this church is a huge blessing to every one of us here.
我挑战我们可以去做一点不同，让我们的教会这个这么大的一个祝福能够扩及到更多的人。
Especially if we're able to put what we've learned today into action.
也特别是让我们今天听到了这样的话语，我们可以把它付诸行动。
Because I firmly believe.
因为我非常坚定的相信。
That's how we consider one another.
那是我们怎么样子彼此相顾。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we do thank you so much.
天父，我们感谢你。
For your word.
为你自己赐下的话语。
For your love.
为你自己的爱。
You showed us how to love.
你告诉我们显现给我们怎么样子爱。
And to do good deeds.
然后有好的善行。
You have died.
你死在十字架上。
So we're able to show that as well.
我们也可以因此能够爱别人。
Your love.
你的爱。
And your good deeds.
你的好行为。
Lord, I do not claim to know a lot about parenting.
我不能说我知道很多怎么做父母的一些方法。
But I pray that the parents and all of us here.
我祷告求我们的父母们还有大家在这里的。
Are able to support, to spur their children on.
他们能够激励他们的孩子。
Into fellowship and community.
能够来参加聚会，还有参加我们的团体。
Of this church.
在这个教会里。
Because I believe.
因为我相信。
Ultimately, that's what matters.
因为最后这是最重要的事情。
Relationship with one another.
我们与彼此的关系。
Because that's what we're going to carry on to eternity.
因为那个关系是我们要带到永生里面的。
I pray for this congregation.
我为这样的一个群体来祷告。
That they're able to reach out to those who may have left.
我们我求大家可以去联络那些失去已经不来的人。
Or feel like they do not belong.
或者他们这些已经觉得被已经是放弃的人。
Lord, may we be tools.
求神让我们成为你的器皿。
To reach out to everyone here.
让我们可以去联络这些人。
So that we can build each other up.
我们可以彼此建立。
Help us to consider each other.
帮助我们来顾念彼此。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。